Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Favor Life, the process of there with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon for our show and for our empowerment. If you know, we love to empower the people of God so that they can be strengthened during their week, so that they can be encouraged to stand, to hear God, to know God, and to know that they are more than conqueror. As we walk in favor life, the favor life is with God and man. God gives us favor with himself and with man as we align ourselves. And that process is that place where God is allowing his divine will to be done. He takes us through the things that try our faith, but those things come to make us strong. But it also builds our character and build us in our trust and our love for God. And we obey him. So God uses the everyday life situations and circumstances to cause us to come to a place where our character is being defined as his, and he's shaping us and making us. That place is also the place like Abraham, that faith that sees what he sees and saw something in the spirit and was able to hold on to it, believe God for it, and pull it from eternity into time. And the Bible lets us understand if we have the faith of Abraham, not only do we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but we also receive the blessings of Abraham for our life. So when God chooses an individual, a family, a nation for his glory, he will get the glory out of them. We've been talking about the process, actually, and many times we despise the place of making, that place where God allows us to be made to be more like him, where he shows us who we are and shows us his divine will and shows us his plan. When we look in the book of Deuteronomy, we see that God himself said to the children of Israel that he tried them to try their character. He tried them to see if they would be diligent, if they would be persistent, if they would honor him, if they would allow him to humble them as they wandered and they walked through the wilderness. But they didn't. They despised that place. And because they did, we read later on and see that they were not able to enter into those things that God had for them. Deuteronomy 8:2 said, "Remember how the Lord your God led you into the wilderness for 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you will obey his commands." And see, that's the place where when God allows trials or tribulations or tests to come in our lives, it's the place where he is trying to prove his divine will in us. He's trying to perfect his divine will in us. He's trying to show us where we are with him in our faith walk, in our place of waiting, in our place of trust, in our place of obedience. Place shows up. God also sees what's there, but we also see what's in us and how we have not obeyed or followed God or resisted him. And in that process of resisting him, we see the places that God is still trying to make us, and the resistance of not allowing God's will to be done, because we don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to him. And because we belong to him, he has the right to take us the way he wants. And when we resist him, we're telling God, we don't trust you. We don't trust what you're doing. We don't trust your leading. We don't trust how you're making us and where you're shaping us. We don't trust where you're taking our lives or our destiny. And God is saying, if you draw back with me and draw back from me with your faith, then I have no pleasure in you. And we understand for the believer, the faith walk is critical for everything that we are, because it's the foundation of what we believe and what we know and what we stand on, because it's by faith that we are saved. And as we begin to confess the Lord and we begin to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Him, our walk of faith becomes even more powerful, because we overcome the faith that we have and the test that we go through. God builds an endurance in us, and that endurance is the thing that helps us stand no matter what we're going through. It helps us stand no matter how long we're in something or how long something is occurring in our life. We have been built up in our most holy faith, and God has been taking the processes of different trials, different tests to prove character, to build endurance, and to test us in our obedience and our trust of Him. And when we trust God and we allow His divine will to be done in our lives, you see Him empowering you, and you see His life, His strength, His character, the fruit and attributes of who He is showing up in your life, making you even a greater overcomer, because you know that in all of it, your trust for God says, I've seen you bring me through so many things. You have a memorial that is built of all the things that he's done in your life. You've built something like Abraham. Abraham, every time God did something in his life, built a memorial to show, to testify, and to remind himself and those who would come after him that God did something great. And you see, even with Isaac, and you see with Jacob, and even the children of Israel, even in the New Testament, they talk about the wells that Abraham built. They talk about the memorials that he built, and it reminds them of how God was faithful, how God showed up. And so with us, as God has led us, as God has done great things in our life, and as things have come to pass in our life, we build a memorial. We write it down in notebooks. We mark that date that it came to pass, or God showed up on this date, or God did a miracle here, or God changed this, or God defeated an adversary here, or God gave me victory here. And we build that memorial so that we will always be reminded of the faithfulness of God and how He has walked with us and been with us, been faithful to perform His word, to make sure that we show up and do, and He shows up and He does everything that He says when we need Him. So the process lets us understand that as God is making us and shaping us, and as we trust Him, knowing that He won't fail us and He won't lie to us, we are being proven and we are being pruned, and the mastery perfection of God is happening within us, because it's not happening in our flesh, it's happening in the spirit. And God is doing great things. When you resist God, when you resist His hand, then you're saying, I don't trust you. James 1 and 3 and verse 3 and 4 says this: for we know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect. That perfect means mature, and complete and needing nothing. So God wants us to be in a place where maturity can happen, endurance can happen, our trust is growing. And when we wait on God, when we're waiting in this process, and He has us in this process where we're waiting on Him, and He's taking us, and He's building us, He's making us, He's stretching us, He's had us on the potter's wheel, and He's reshaping us in areas. He's preparing us for our future. He's preparing us for promise. He's preparing us for what He's going to use us in, and what He wants to do, and what He wants to see in us. So the process of what we're going through is not something that is not showing results. It always shows results. Process always shows results. It shows a series of actions and changes. It shows us things that happen, an operation or a series or things that occur to bring a forward motion, a proceeding, an action, a cause. It's a movement God does in our lives to advance us so that we can go in and do everything that He says. And we have to grow because that growth in us lets us understand that it is by faith and the work of the gospel and the Holy Spirit that is causing us to now move in a place, mature in a place, produce in a place, bear fruit in a place that we would not bear unless God Himself had worked on us by His word, by His spirit, by His power, power, his anointing, and drawn us in and allowed us to understand that the thing that came to test us, the thing that came to try us, made us strong because he brought his strength in to cause us to stand. And in that standing process, we begin to learn of him. We begin to grow. We begin to understand that our hearts begin to be enlightened. Our spirit man began to show us what God was doing, and we began to trust that even though we were going through a test, we were going to come out and he was going to show his faithfulness. And so you have to understand, God is, and when he's up to something to bring us to a place of growth and maturity, he wants to abound in that place of maturity, abound in it greatly, produce it greatly. He wants it to be multiplied, because when you get to the place of maturity in an area of your life, that is when God is saying, you've learned some lessons, you've gone through some tests, you've been stretched, you've been pruned, you've dug around, you've been tried, and you've producing on a persistent time after time the same level of trust, of love, of dedication, that shows me that you are abounding in this, that you're producing this more and more, and that you're abounding in it in such a great way that it's looking like me. You will be tried in it again, but because of the place of your maturity, your faith won't fail you, because you understand and know that God is with you and God is for you. And he's going to do exactly what he said in our lives. And when we resist God and we don't align ourselves, we're setting ourselves up for a failure in an area. And we don't want to do that. As we look at the children of Israel, the first generation did not enter into the promises of God. And the results of that is seen in Numbers 14, verses 26 through 29. You see the results of that when God speaks and he tells them, he says, you know, I'm not going to allow this to happen, because not only have they been complaining against you, they're complaining against me, and I've shown them my faithfulness and I've been faithful to them. And so when you begin to complain against God with your mouth and your heart and your mind, even in your spirit, and say that he's not fair, he's not good, you know, and all of these things, because of your flesh being tested and tried, because the things that God is pushing you in, and you don't like it, and your flesh doesn't like it, and you begin to speak foolishly, think foolishly, or even in yourself say something foolish, you're complaining against God and his divine will. It even pleased God to bruise his son. So in the place of pain, it pleased God, because God was saying, out of this is going to come a result, a movement, a forward motion. Something is going to precede this that's going to produce much. And so the procedures of what we go through and the stripping doesn't feel good. But God knows that at the end, at the other side of this, something else is going to happen. Something else is going to manifest. With Jesus, he was the firstborn of many. With us, God is perfecting something in us, in the fruit of the Spirit, and our trust and our obedience and our faith and our character. He's stretching us, and he's causing us to trust him even the more. And we have to believe his report. God lets them understand that he's heard their complaint, and he's heard the things that they've said in their heart, and how that they've said, you know, we're going to die in the wilderness. And the Lord said, because you said this, you're going to drop dead right here. And you said that your children are not going to be taken away, that someone's going to come and plunder them and carry them off. And God tells them, you know what? I'm going to bring them into the land safely, and they're going to inherit things that you will not inherit and that you despise. You despise this place of making. You despise what I was doing in your life. You despise how I was going to make you and shape you. You despise this relationship that I was trying to build and cultivate in you. I'm trying to work out of you Egypt. I'm trying to work out of you the things of your past that you gravitated to, that you're now still in love with. And you have to be very careful when you start loving things that God says, I'm trying to deliver you from, I'm trying to get you out of, and you still want to hold on to it. That is a dangerous place, because you're saying, I love that more than I love God. I love that more than I love his will. I love that more than I love following and obeying him. And that is a very dangerous place, because God tells the children of Israel that they're not going to enter the rest. They're not going to get the land that he promised them. They are going to drop dead in the wilderness, and their children are going to be the ones that's going to inherit the promise. And they will have to wander and pay the price for everything that the Israelites, the first generation, did. And so in that, they made up in their mind, the second generation, that they were going to follow the Lord and they were going to follow after him hard. When you begin to walk in a place of disobedience towards the hand of God's making, you're walking in rebellion. And that in itself is an act of where you're basically being defiant and disobedient. That's a place where you become Myra. In the Hebrew word, that means Myra, that you become bitter to God, that you're unpleased with what God is doing. You're unpleased with how he's taking you and what he's doing in you. And so you start to rebel within yourself and you start to disobey and walk in disobedience, and you begin to provoke God and provoke his word. And your rebellion basically begins to breed something that changes you, and you rebel against his authority, and you rebel against him in the spirit. So you start to rebel against him in your heart and in your spirit. But then in the natural realm, if you have pastors or leaders, you begin to rebel against them. So you have to make sure that you are in a place where God can really work on you, and that you don't hate the process, because the process produces something that you have not seen and not heard, and it brings results. And if you look in the Bible, and many people in the Bible, David, and you look at Esther, you look at Ruth, you look at so many people, they didn't despise the process. They went through it, even though it was hard, and God blessed them. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have an absolute great day. Know that you are victorious and that you are a winner. And more than a conqueror, let God be glorified in your life as he takes you through the process, knowing that victory is on the end. We'll see you the next time. God bless.